Okay, let's bring him in. John Madden, the man. Where are you this morning, Coach?
I'm still in Dallas, Texas. You know it.
That's right. And it's cooling off there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is cooling up. You know, yesterday it was 70 degrees. And when I had my wake-up call this morning, I think they said something like 40.
Yeah, I was looking, and I think tomorrow maybe into the upper 30s at points. Like they call it there, what, a blue norther or something. They've got.
I don't know, but it. I mean, it's clear. It's really nice. I mean, it looks good out there, but I can see people jackets. I don't see anyone on a golf course. You know, I'm staying at that hotel right there where the golf course is where they play the Byron Nelson.
Oh, that's yeah. It's a beautiful hotel, isn't it?
Yeah.
Las Colinas.
Yeah, Las Colinas, yeah.
Nice.
You guys sound like you're on overload this morning, huh?
We got it all going on, man.
Yeah, I mean, you got stuff coming in, taping stuff, putting it on .com, bringing it in.
Yeah, podcasting, uploading, downloading.
Podcast,
the whole package.
Yeah, you can upload it. And
it's everywhere, man. It's just bits flying around in the ether is what it is these days. We got more bits than we can handle is our problem.
Yeah, a little funk.
Hey, listen, John, you know, much was made over the last many months of your preparations for your Hall of Fame induction. And, of course, I was there. It was a great moment for all concerned. Al got his moment yesterday. Were you aware of that?
No, I didn't. No, I'm not aware of that. No, I didn't know that.
Well, it was the Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame, the first class. You know, you were just part of a long line. Al's.
I knew about it, but I didn't know about the, I guess the induction was last night?
Yeah, we all kind of missed it. Oh. Kim and I were just talking about it. Kim even meant to go and, you know, catch up with Frank Dill and a lot of the other greats that, Kim, you blew it.
It's,
you didn't
go. It slid right on by. I wanted to do a feature piece on it and take the tape recorder and the whole bit, and now it's over.
Well, let's get
a lot of guilt flopping around.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, guilt is
A lot of guilty people this morning.
That's true. So let's go ahead and make amends now. Al, how you doing?
Hey, thank you very much for all the tributes here. That's wonderful.
Awesome. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you very much, John. I didn't get a ring, though.
What'd you get?
Well, I got a nice plaque, a beautiful plaque.
Yeah, well, that's
hang
good.
On, it's hanging on the wall right now.
But, I mean, it's being in the Hall of Fame. I mean, honored, and that's... That's where you belong. I mean,
to be in with, you know, guys like McElhattan, Ackerman, Frank Dill, Jazbo Collins, Tom Donahue, Dunbar, Jim Lang. I mean, all the guys that I've admired and looked up to all these years. And to be in walking in their company is incredible.
And to be part of the first group inducted, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's solid.
When you were a kid, John, who were your DJs? Who'd you listen to growing up in Daly City? I mean, what was your station?
Well, it was... I guess it was, I don't know, KSFO maybe.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, the golden era.
What was Don Sherwood on?
Yeah, KSFO.
KSFO, yeah.
Okay, I was a Don Sherwood guy because, you know, they didn't have sports talk and stuff in those days, and Don Sherwood, you know, was, you know, a man for everything, but he was the closest, I mean, he would talk sports, you know, like he was a football fan, and you know, and he'd go to games, and you know, and all that thing, and so that was as close to, you know, any sports talk that you ever got.
And Sherwood, of course, I mean, people who've just moved to the Bay Area don't really understand the power that show had.
No.
It was a thing he would tell people to honk their horns at the Bay Bridge or turn their lights on or off, and I mean, everybody would do it.
Yeah, no, he was a real deal, and he used to just. Turn him on just to see if he was going to show up.
That's
you know,
right.
You kind of have a bet with yourself before you turn the radio on. I bet he's not there today, you know, because
no.
He would have been on some tangent the day before and he was going to quit and leave and go to Hawaii or something, and then he'd be there, and then you'd think he was going to be there, and he wasn't there.
That's one of the things about Al. You know, John, Al never threw a good tantrum in all the years I've known him. Did you ever really throw a fit at any point in your career, Al?
I can't remember. I don't think I ever did.
I remember Al when he had a cooking show.
Yes. In the kitchen.
Yeah.
That's where I learned about snickerdoodles.
You did not.
Was you and Harvey?
Yeah, Harvey. Harvey Simon.
I still have one of those milk cartons somewhere. They put Al and Harvey, so you had like Missing Kids, and then you had Al and Harvey on milk cartons. Remember
Ooh, that's
those,
right.
You and Harvey were wearing the chef's hat, and they put them on the side of the Berkeley Farms milk cartons for a while.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I remember that.
Those were very cool.
It is.
Every morning I'd be pouring my cereal saying, geez, there's Al again.
Well, how was it? Was everyone there, Alan? Did they all give a speech? Were they all introduced by someone else and then give a speech?
Well, there was a lot of speeches, and it was a great time to see all the people who, you know, I've admired and over the years, and thought, boy, I wish I could be like that guy. To be in that company was just mind-blowing. Yeah, I was stunned.
Well, yeah, I mean, you deserve it, but more importantly, you earned it.
That is the truth. And we, we all salute you, Al. Those of us who've worked with you, and I'm sure everybody who didn't but listened to you for the last 237 years as you broadcast in the Bay Area.
You know, and then everyone there, you know, that wanted to go but didn't go because they forgot, they feel bad.
Right.
So don't let up on them. Don't let them off the hook. Don't let them say, oh, geez, I'm sorry, Al. I was going to go. I was going to bring my tape recorder. I was going to do this.
Sure.
And I thought, you know, don't buy it. You know, make them, you know, I mean, you got them, you know, and they're feeling guilty now. Keep them that way.
Good. I'm going to do that, John. Thank you.
I wish I were in town. I would have been there.
Yeah.
I would have.
Yeah, I know you would have. Are you still holding that over some people who didn't come to Canton, John? Are you, you know, thumbing them?
Oh,
around?
You know better than that. Not me.
Yeah, right.
Well, listen, Al, we salute you. Good to talk to you this morning. You take care.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Al.
Thanks to everybody.
All right. John, really quickly, just while we've got you here, and we're running out of time, but take a quick look for us at the 49ers and this outside shot at the playoffs. I mean, if you were a betting man, would you say they're going to make it?
No.
Not at all?
No.
It's a very outside shot.
Yeah, and it's an outside shot. And the way, you know, football is today, anything can happen. And, you know, the fact that there's no real strong or dominant teams in the NFC, you know, there would be a chance. So, you know, on one hand, I say in that arena they have a chance, but in reality I don't believe that. I really don't.
All right, fair enough. Well, listen, stay warm in Dallas today. We'll catch up with you tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Thanks, John.